Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
First and 10, this time on the far hash at the Bengal 44. Mahomes, clean pocket. Going long, left, and it's caught! Left side, touchdown! Kansas City! The Chiefs go for a 44-yard bomb, and it goes to number 4, Rashee Rice, down the far sideline. That is the 100th touchdown pass at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium for Patrick Mahomes.
I guess we're live guess on camera. So. Everybody else's show has been live for like 3 weeks.
Right.
Here we are. So I think we're somewhere in that little.
Somewhere in this little lens here.
Somewhere
thing.
In there. Are we there, Megan?
Can you see there. Us you're in there. That camera? Hey, how you doing?
I'm surprised I haven't got a text from Cody that says, stop touching the camera.
Do not look at the camera. Do not motion the camera. Hey, if you want to watch us, we're live on X, formerly Twitter, where people are complaining about a pass interference penalty.
On X, on YouTube, on Twitch. You can find us.
So we're all over the joint, right? You can look at our pretty faces right
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I did my hair for a reason because Mac was like, hey, Monday, just a heads up. We're going to start being on camera.
Dusty combed his hair. Look at that. Right. I got my 96.5 the fan hat on. There you go. You see that? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. You now got your hat on too, Mac. Are you on TV? Can you wave to everybody?
He's got the Dan Quinn look going over there.
He does. Get yourself a goatee.
There we go. Hello, everyone.
Am I wrong to think, and we're going to get into this question your kid asked you, but like, am I wrong to think that Good Morning Football opened up with Bears Texans?
Well, they're trying to push the Caleb Williams narrative. That's the NFL's goal, is to make a Chicago quarterback look good. That dude sucks. Houston,
stop.
Houston is, I think, one of the better teams in the NFL. I was talking to my friend Gene last night, who's a Texan. I don't want to call him a fan because last year I told him, I said, Texans are going to be good. They stink.
He said the Texans stink?
Yeah, last year. What? I said, buy into the Texans, man. I think I like the C.J. Stroud at the beginning of the year, before anybody knew anything about DeMeco.
Oh, okay, okay.
C.J. Stroud, like, I think the Texans are going to be good this year. Oh, they stink. And now he's a Texan fan again because they're winning some football games. And they got themselves a quarterback. They got some weapons. They've got themselves a great football coach. And they, like, those Bears uniforms, too. I thought the Bengals were playing a nightcap in Houston last night.
Mm. I love those Bears uniforms.
Do you?
I do.
If it didn't look so much like the Bengals, I would be like, okay, I love the alternate uniforms.
There's only
right?
one other orange team in football, though.
Browns, so I mean, Bengals, well, Browns and Bears.
Browns only wear like the brown color, though. They wear orange helmets, but they don't wear the. I thought the Bears, I like.
I don't mind. They're all right. I just thought it was the Bengals. I'm like, wait, well, what the hell's going on here?
Before we get into a question from the text line that the little Fesco asked, I want to bring this up, and I want to bring this up because we had this conversation 4 weeks ago, and you got a little heated. Don't feel bad about this. I know you and I can both take constructive criticism, and I know Mac and I were both kind of giving ourselves a pat on the back this morning, but is there any concern, and I know you're going to say no, but just hear me out. Is there any concern with Travis Kelce?
No.
And the way that he's played so far this year?
No.
And he has four catches for 39 yards.
Yeah, not a lot.
In two games.
But they're also 2-0, and you've got all these other weapons.
But
like,
again, it's not a team thing. This is just an individual right. topic about Travis Kelce. Do you think we're seeing the slowdown officially start?
All right, I'll say this. If they were 0-2 and he had, what, how many catches did he have? Four catches this year or whatever it is?
Yeah, four for 38.
I would say, all right, we got to find a way to get Travis Kelce more involved. I think one of two things. One, I think defenses, and Mahomes even talked about it after the game, defenses are focused on that guy. Like, that's the guy you eliminate from your game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the number one guy. Meanwhile, you're seeing Xavier Worthy, not as much yesterday as he was opening day, obviously, and then Rashee Rice be two guys that can beat you just about anywhere on the field. And Mahomes has that bag of tricks back this year. Mm-hmm. So I think he wants to kind of get it out of his system a little bit and throw those deep balls and see what they can do with the speed, you know, at the wide receivers. And I also do believe there's a very big possibility that they're saving Travis Kelce for later in the season, because they know if they're going to win in January and February, they need Travis Kelce to be on and Travis Kelce to be ready to go. And I think that's kind of what they're doing. We saw it last year where people were saying, oh my God, the slowdown's coming. And then when the games really started to matter most, he turned it on and he took off and he played great football. So no, I'm not necessarily concerned. If the offensive, I don't even want to say the offensive production, if the team stops winning games and Travis Kelce's getting shut down, then maybe we can have a conversation about where he is at his stage in his career. But I think, you know, just by watching Andy Reid and knowing enough about what goes on inside that building, I think there's a method to their madness all the time. And just when you think he's lost a step, then that's when Travis is going to have his big game. And they're on Sunday Night Football coming up, right? On Sunday, right? Yeah. Big stage.
Hot Atlanta.
Big place. Like, Atlanta's a big-time city. People are going to be watching that football game. I wouldn't be surprised if Travis had a big game against Atlanta.
I knew that this was going to happen. I knew we were going to get the text that says from the 785, dude had a 41-yard reception, called back for holding. Again, yep. I get it.
Absolutely,
but
yes.
But, like, it's just interesting to me that, like, and this might be the greatest thing that you all, and again, this might be, you know, whatever you want to take it as, that you're kind of seeing Rashee Rice kind of take that role that's always been Travis Kelce. And again, I'm also with this text as well where it says, save him. And you haven't needed Travis Kelce yet. I'm just saying, are we starting to see, which is what I said at the beginning of the year, that you start to see him kind of take that Jason Witten role where it's like he doesn't need to have 8 for 117 and a touchdown every week.
Right.
Just needs to have like 3 or 4 a game, but he's not even having that. He's had one catch for 5 yards yesterday, and he had 3 for 34, I think, in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things where I'm like, it's interesting for me to see that, like, again, I know this is a weird analogy. I don't want to see my pets die,
right?
I don't want to see that. Just like I don't want to see the end of Travis Kelce's career, but it is coming.
Oh, of course. And so is Mahomes. So is Andy Reid. Everybody, yeah. Right? And it happens like so fast. That's the thing. Like, you don't prepare for athletes to end their career,
right.
Especially in the NFL. It just ends.
It just ain't the
it
same.
It just ends.
It ain't the same Travis.
Right. It just ends, right? And so, you know, we'll see, you know, how this year progresses. But I do believe they're saving him for when it matters, when the postseason starts. And you've got all these other weapons right now in Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy that are both fairly new to Patrick Mahomes. This regular season is a dress rehearsal for the playoffs. So they want to see what they have out of these young guys, see what they can do with these young guys, see if they can count on these young guys, get them into the flow of things. They know what Travis Kelce can do. Like, they don't have any concerns that Travis Kelce doesn't know how to show up when big games come. But this is a situation where you've got some of these young wide receivers you're trying to work in. Rashee Rice, as good as he was last year, I don't know if you guys agree or not, and I may be totally wrong, it seems like he's a different wide receiver this year than he was a year ago. Like, obviously the confidence level's there. I thought Xavier Worthy would be more of the deep threat. than Rashee Rice has been on the field so far. But Rashee Rice has been a deep threat. He's been an intermediate threat. He's been a short game threat. Like, I think they've got so much in the playbook for Rashee Rice, which we talked about since day one of training camp here, that they're trying to see what he can do in game type situations. That's why they love Rashee Rice so much, because he can do so much. And so I'm not surprised by like where Travis is in production, because I knew Rashee Rice was going to be that focal point. And we told you that at the beginning of the season. In fact, a woman in front of me yesterday goes, "You said this Rashee Rice was going to be good from the beginning." I'm like, "Yeah, well, I mean, I had an idea that they were going to work him in, but he's the young new toy right now. Xavier Worthy is that young new toy. You know, Travis is Andy. We Andy's always going to be there, right? You never want to lose Andy." And I'm talking about from Toy Story Andy. Mm. But when you have
Andy died.
Well, Andy was a fake toy, man. Like,
I thought he was the boy that had the toys.
Yeah, Andy was
not
the,
Andy. Woody.
Woody.
Yeah. Like, Travis is Woody.
Andy. He's all, like, what? Andy?
No,
Toy
Andy's
Story
not.
5 is going to be morbid.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Toy Story 5? Andy's
starts
dead.
Starts off at the funeral.
My bad, kids.
Classic Disney.
Yeah, right. My bad, kids. I'm talking about Woody, right? Okay. Like Woody. When like, he's always there. He's always that mainstay. He's always your running mate. But you get those new toys. You want to play for them for a while. Woody sits on the shelf. That's kind of where Patrick is. But Patrick knows, when I need Woody, he's going to be there for me.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.